from KQED. These days, a lot of people are turning to humor as a way to make sense of and get some relief from this complicated political climate. So we're starting our show today in Southern California with an outspoken cartoonist. Lalo Alcaraz is best known for La Cucaracha, the first nationally syndicated politically themed Latino daily comic strip. It appears in newspapers across the country and online. He's also been a writer for television, including the Fox animated series Border Town. His work has tackled racism and xenophobia through satire for more than 25 years, and lately has been focused on the presidency of Donald Trump. Lalo Alcaraz is the subject of a new book just out this week called Lalo Alcaraz, Political Cartooning in the Latino Community. Welcome, Lalo, to the California Report magazine.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So what do you think the role of satire is in times like this? I mean, how do you get people to laugh, especially when in the Latino community there's so much fear and disillusionment?
I learned from my mom, who's a Mexican immigrant, and my dad and my family that, you know, you have to laugh at your tragic life or else you're going to be crying all day long. So I think that's how people cope in Mexico. I mean, Mexico City has some of the finest political cartoonists on the planet.
I have one of your cartoons right here. It's got two guys. They're leaning against a wall, and they're basically talking about how the U.S. is going to get Mexico to pay for the border wall with free taco days at the Mexican embassy and at Taco Bell.
That's more realistic than what Trump is proposing, which is like, you know, we'll bill you, Mexico. I'm doing this to amuse myself, although recently I've gotten so many messages from people saying, we need you more now, more than ever, you know. I'm like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. You need me. But, you know, when people read one of my pieces and then think, wow, I'd never seen it that way. Now I know how to argue with my, you know, cousin or my uncle who's, you know, voted for Trump, or, you know, now I see a whole new spin on this issue. That's when my work is successful.
You also get a lot of hate mail. What do you say to people who are threatened by your work?
First, I tell them if they call me a name, I say that's no way to speak to the most powerful writer in the universe. And because they really assign a lot of things to my work, you know. But really, when someone writes me a hate letter, they've already lost, you know, because I've drawn a cartoon. It's a strong image. Obviously, it's gotten under their skin. I burned it into their cortex. And all they can do is write me a nasty letter. You know, unless they're going to draw a better cartoon than me, I have already vanquished this person forever.
You've been in LA for a long time, but you were born and raised in San Diego. How do you think growing up on the border shapes your outlook as a cartoonist?
It completely shaped my outlook. We'd cross back and forth all the time. My mom lived in Tijuana for 10 years before she immigrated to the U.S. And, you know, she was undocumented for a period, too, you know. I had that dual outlook of, you know, being a pocho, being not American enough for the U.S. and not Mexican enough for Mexico. I grew up watching the Lucha Libre matinees in Tijuana, you know, reading Mexican comic books and getting exposed to a bilingual, bicultural way of looking at things. And so that's why I incorporate pop culture from all sides into my work now.
You took some of that border knowledge and put it to work as a consulting producer and writer on the Fox show Border Town. It's a comedy about two families. One of the dads is a Border Patrol agent and the other is a Mexican who has a successful gardening business. And that show is set in a fictional border city called Mexifornia. So Border Town's no longer on the air, but how would you reimagine it now in the era of Trump?
You know, we have a scene in Border Town where Ernesto Gonzalez, who's like the successful immigrant who loves his racist Border Patrol neighbor, who's an idiot, has a moment where he realizes that the big border wall that they put up doesn't work and has stopped, it hasn't stopped immigration, it increased it.
Ernesto, shouldn't you be at work?
Actually, business isn't so good. This wall was supposed to stop the immigrants, but for some reason I'm seeing more immigrants than ever. New gardeners keep showing up and undercutting me.
Hola, amigo! What a great day to be in America!
Ugh, why couldn't immigration have stopped right after me? Hey, I just became a true American!
Whether they came yesterday or 100 years ago, they still want to pull up the ladder or close the door behind them. And that's not everybody, but, you know, it's something that never changes. So growing up on the border, we all make fun of immigration because it's, again, a way of coping with a strange reality.
You've been cartooning and drawing for some 25 years, and, you know, you've been tackling these themes of immigration and, you know, the idea of immigrants taking American jobs, the border. You know, many of these themes have reared their head again and again over these 25 years. Do you feel like things have changed, or are we just sort of seeing the same themes recycling?
Yeah, you can take one of my old cartoons from the late 80s or 90s and just change the date, and pretty much they would apply today. You know, the issues that we're talking about today are the same ones we talked about back then, but I'm hoping that it was just preparation to fight this, hopefully one last time.
All right. Well, Lalo Alcaraz, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been great to be here.